Hello, everyone. You are listening to MUC Digital College Park, where college radio is good radio. My name is Kendall, and I will be your DJ for the next hour. Before we get started, I'm going to play a quick PSA for you all.
Hey, UMD students. Worried about possible sexually transmitted infections? Did you know that you can get tested for an STI completely free? The University Health Center is offering free STI testing events on the ground floor of the University Health Center. Go to www.helpumd.edu to search for upcoming dates. So go get tested and be a healthy turd.
All right, thank you for listening. You are joining us for This Land is Our Land. And I say us because I'm here with my friend Anna.
Hello.
So today we'll be doing a special show. I have to give most of the credit to her because I low-key did not find that many songs. But we'll be doing a show today on sort of the 70s music scene in California. So not necessarily the folk that I normally play. Well, sometimes I play on this show. But it doesn't really focus on sort of the Americana aspect. It's more looking at, you know, 70s, of course, makes sense. We tried to choose songs that mention California specifically. And a lot of these, many of you will probably recognize. I don't know if there's too many deep cuts on here, but classics are classic for a reason. So yeah, this is my last show of the semester. It's actually finals week for us here. But I wanted to come in and do this, and this is the only time we could find to do this show together. So it all works out in the end. I have some two classics before, you know, we get started with some other ones. And first, I will be playing for you California Dreaming by the Mamas and the Papas, of course. Very classic. And then It Never Rains in Southern California by Albert Hammond. So enjoy.
Yeah. 7. Didn't think before deciding what to do. All that talk of opportunities, TV breaks and movies rang true, sure rang true. Seems it never rains in summer.
So next up for you, we're going to do Free Man in Paris by Joni Mitchell, which is about Paris, of course, but it's also kind of comparing it to, like, leaving the music scene of LA. And then to kind of go along with that, Our House by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, which was actually written about Joni Mitchell's house in Laurel Canyon, Los Angeles. So here you go.
And longtime viewers will know I'm a big fan of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, although frequently I also get their name wrong because I include someone I shouldn't or I forget someone I should. But yeah, so starting with that, next we have Free Man in Paris, which I always love good Joni Mitchell, especially as it starts to come around to the summer. Anne and I were at the pool today, which was really nice. Nothing says finals week like being at the pool and not studying. But yeah, here we go, Free Man in Paris.
Somebody calling you down. I do my best. They're trying to be a good friend of mine. I was a free man in Paris. I felt unfettered and alive. There was nobody calling me up for favors, and no one's future to decide. You know I go back there tomorrow, but for the work I've taken on, stoking the star maker machinery behind the popular song.
You bought today, staring at the fire for hours and hours while I listen to you play your love songs all night long. the flowers in the vase that you bought today.
Okay, I hope you all enjoyed.
I wanted to add that, you thought about adding or doing California by Joni Mitchell first, but I thought this would be like a more fun deep cut, and I think it's my favorite Joni Mitchell song of all time, and I always think of an episode of the show Girls where there's just like the needle drop at the end of an episode, and I think it's just such like a kind of like cinematic song, so I wanted to take it there. And then I think pairing it with Our House is also like very descriptive, imagery rich song. So yeah.
And then for our next two, we have probably, I don't know, people always love to throw on like the most classic song of all time, but if I say California, you're gonna think of the Eagles and you're gonna think of Hotel California. And so we have that paired up with, this song doesn't sound exactly similar. In fact, it's actually, I think, probably most standard to what I would normally play on this show, sort of folky. So we're following up Hotel California with Girl of Constant Sorrow by Joan Baez. And this was actually sort of a play on a lot of variations of sort of a similar folk song, which Anna will tell you about.
Yeah, so I found this because it's, like, of the time in the 60s, but it is kind of, it's a variation of a song that people often call Man of Constant Sorrow, which is a traditional American folk song, but it was originally, that was originally titled Farewell Song, and it's by the Kentucky fiddler Dick Burnett from 1913, but then this is obviously a of the time of this episode adaptation of it.
And not sure if there's any relation, but it's kind of funny that in my first episode, my Appalachia episode, I played a song called Undone in Sorrow. So sorrow unites us, I suppose, as does California. So we'll be starting with Hotel California.
Thank you. champagne on ice, and she said, we are all just prisoners here of our own device. And in the master's chambers, they gathered for their feast. They stab it with their steely knives, but they just can't.
I am a girl of constant sorrow, have seen troubles all my days. I'm going back to California, place where I was partly raised. All through this world, I'm bound to ramble through sun and wind and driving rain. I'm bound to ride the Western railways. Perhaps I'll take the very next train. Your friends may think that I'm a stranger. My face you'll never see. And sorrow, I've seen troubles all my days. I'm going back to California, place where I was partly raised.
Okay, so up next we have two songs that I paired together again. And the first one is Come Together by the Beatles. I grew up on the Beatles. My mom's like one of the biggest fans ever, which is not a unique story for someone to say, but I thought this one would be good because even though the Beatles are obviously a British band, the inspiration for this song was, so it was written by John Lennon, who was very famously anti-war and active in anti-war protesting, and in one of his bed-ins for peace, he met the psychologist and psychedelic activist Timothy Leary, who was very prominent in the 60s and 70s in the counterculture movement for his promotion of psychedelics. And he ended up wanting to run for governor of California and asked Lennon to write him a campaign song with the phrase "come together." And then he eventually ended up writing this song for the Beatles, kind of inspired by that. So I thought that was super interesting. It ties into California. And then the second song we're going to do is "Only a Fool Would Say That" by Steely Dan, which that song was written kind of to sort of critique Lennon's political activism in the way that it's kind of naive in the writer's opinion. And so I think the two songs kind of tie together. And Steely Dan is, you know, California vibes. So yeah, that's the story of those two songs together.
And I think it's also interesting because a big controversy during the very beginning of the pandemic was when all the celebrities came together to sing Imagine by John Lennon. And then everybody pointed out, can you guys be serious for a second? So, I don't know. History is a cycle, I guess. So, starting with Come Together by the Beatles and then followed up with Only a Fool Would Say That by Steely Dan.
Got to be a joker. one hand that got me gone. There's no one to fire upon. If he's holding it high, he's telling a lie. I heard it was you talking about a world where all is free. It just couldn't be, and only a fool would say that. The man in the street dragging his feet, don't wanna hear the bad news. Imagine your face there in his place, standing inside his brown shoes. You do his 9 to 5, drag yourself home half alive. There on the screen, a man with a dream. I heard it was you talking about a world where all is free. It just couldn't be, and only a fool would say that. Anybody on the street has murder in his eyes. You feel no pain, and you're younger than you realize. Only
okay, so next up we have Ventura Highway by America, which is kind of a little bit self-explanatory in the name and also a very popular song, I think. But it's basically about the band having been driving on the California highway and they saw a sign for Ventura and then wrote the song. Very California driving, coastal highway energy going on. And then the next song is South City Midnight Lady by the Doobie Brothers. My dad is the biggest fan of the Doobie Brothers ever, and I was recommended this song by him. So, about California, you know, it's gonna be great.
It is going to be great. Starting with Ventura Highway, which is our roommate, one of her favorite songs, and she's studying right now, so everyone, best wishes to everyone studying right now. But yeah, Ventura Highway we'll start with, and then follow that up with South City Midnight Lady.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road. Tell me how long you gonna stay here, Joe. Some people say this town don't look good in snow. You don't care, I know. Ventura Highway. Your hair and the days surround your daylight.
falling star, waiting for the early train. Sorry, boy, but I've been hit by a purple rain. Oh, come on, Joe, you can always change your name. Thanks a lot, son, just the same. Venture a highway.
So yeah, another fun fact about the Doobie Brothers and Steely Dan is that they shared some band members during the years. So that's a fun little connection. And then South City Midnight Lady is also about San Francisco, whereas most of the rest of our songs were about like Southern California more. So that kind of transitions us nicely into our next song, which is another Joan Baez, but she's covering it. It's San Francisco Maple Joy. And then after that, we're going to do Back to California by Carole King, which is about her longing to go back to California when she's on the road throughout the rest of the country. So here you go.
Lord, his daddy was an honest man, just a red dirt Georgia farmer, and his mama lived her short life, having kids and baling hay. He had 15 years, and he ached inside to wander, so he jumped a freight away across and wound up in L.A. The cold nights had no pity on that way across Georgia farm boy. Most days he went hungry, and then the summer came. He met a girl child born of an L.A. street called Shane. Growing up came quietly in the arms of Mabel Joy. Laughter found their mornings, brought a meaning to his life. But Sonny, you're still green. He turned 21 in a gray rock federal prison. The old judge had no mercy on that way cross country boy. Staring at those four gray walls, in silence he would listen to the midnight freight he knew would take him back to Mabel Joy. Sunday morning found him lying neath the red light at her door with a bullet. Shaken, someone said, son, she don't live here no more. No, she left this house 4 years today. They say she's looking for
some Georgia farm.
Ending off the show here very shortly, and we wanted, I won't talk too much just because we want to end off with one song. We said earlier, well, Anna picked the other Joni Mitchell song because California is such an easy choice, but it's a classic for a reason, and I'm a big fan, and I feel like it's very summery. So yeah, that's what I want to end off with for my last show of the semester. Thank you if you have listened, whether it's your first time, or you know me, or you don't know me, or you've never listened before. Thanks for joining me for This Land Is Our Land, and I can't wait to be your DJ for next semester too. So, closing out our show tonight, I have California by Joni Mitchell.
Sitting in a park in Paris, France, reading the news and it sure looks bad. They won't give peace a chance. That was just a dream some of us had. Still a lot of lands to see, but I wouldn't want to stay here. It's too old and cold and settled in its ways here. Oh, but California, California.
I'm gonna see the folks I dig. I'll even kiss a sunset pig. California, I'm coming home. I met a redneck on a Grecian Isle who did the goat dance very well. He gave me back my smile, but he kept my camera in a cell. Oh, the rogue, the red, red rogue. He cooked good omelets and stews, and I might have stayed on with him there, but my heart cried out for you. California, oh, California, coming home. Oh, make me feel good, rock and roll band. I'm your biggest fan, California, coming home. When you're walking and the streets are full of strangers, all the news you read just give you the blues, just give you the blues. So I bought me a ticket. I caught a plane to Spain, went to a party down a red dirt road. There were lots of pretty people there, reading Rolling Stone, reading Vogue. I said, how long can you hang around? I said, a week, maybe two, just until my skin turns brown. And I'm going home to California, California, I'm coming home. Oh, will you take me as I am? Strung out on another man, California, I'm coming home. Oh, it gets so lonely when you're walking and the streets are full of strangers. All the news at home you read more about the war and the bloody.
I'm Chase.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Rogelio.
And I'm Wes.
And you're listening to WMEC 90.5 College Park Radio, where college radio is good radio.
Welcome to Baltimore Ave.
Welcome to Baltimore Avenue. Welcome to Baltimore Avenue. Welcome to Baltimore Avenue.